Simen Shinchav Ches Sif Lamed Zayin. Kol Acholam Amashkim Shehem Baichu Brihim Motzel Ochlon Melishtosin Rufor. Foods which are foods, healthy people eat them also, food and drink. A person can take them even though he's taking it for Rufor purposes. Furthermore, Habubi Shehem Koshim Liksas Brihim, even though some people which are healthy don't tolerate it, or herb, and the gears of the Mishabura is that these foods have some side effects which are not necessarily beneficial. And therefore, umukha milsa dufua of it. So obviously, most people which do it usually do it for refuah, but since the maisa is something which batsim couldn't be eaten, And it is used as a food. It's mutter. Because she no maicho mashka brihim also lochul lishtasa refuah. But something which is not, excuse me, a food or a drink of brihim, you can't drink it or eat it for refuah purposes. But dafka mishiyesha meichas ba'alma v'huma ischasu v'havel kibori. The issue is only in somebody who has some level of discomfort. He has pain. But he's not nafal mishka. He's walking around, so he doesn't have the heter v'chavah because he's not nafal mishka. Avim ein lo shum meichish mutter. If he has no pain at all, so Chazal did not ask it, like we explained. Chazal asked it because there's a gzeir, the person might come to forget himself and he'll start making a food, making a medicine. Right, but it's only if you have a pressure to do that because he has pain. He has no pain at all, like, so why should he forget himself and make a mistake?
So we don't say like low plug or once there goes there goes there.
Correct. This was the and there, within these rules there are low plugs. Okay. He says the gear said before was it's not that some people it's not the issue of people, it's within the person himself. This thing that he takes is good for the stomach and it's bad for the eyes. It's beneficial for one area. For example, eating spleen. Spleen is considered healthy for the teeth. But it's not very delicate on the stomach. It can irritate the stomach. So why are you eating this? You could say, well, okay, why is he eating this? If it's not good for your stomach, must he do it because he has a toothache, and it's good for your teeth. So I would say that maybe this should be answer. Chia gavna. Became mucha milsa shoysa ken refuah l'shinayim. It's obvious you're doing it for refuah l'shinayim. Since it's not good for your stomach, why would you eat it? But even so, the maaseh is a food which people use as a food. People do use it as a food, even though it's not necessarily the best thing for your stomach. People eat it. People eat a lot of things that are not good for your stomach, right?
So where's Devarim? Where is he adding Devarim?
He changes the word Brihim to Devarim. Even though it's bad for certain items.
Parts of the body, in other words?
Right.
Okay.
That's the mug and a rum.
What nafkamina does that make? I mean,
so it's not a question of different people, it's a question of this person himself. There is some, in some ways it's beneficial, some ways it's detrimental. So we said, if that's so, that it's partially beneficial, partially detrimental, you could argue that he's obviously doing it for refuah, because why would we do something which is detrimental unless there's some reason why he's doing it? So you say it's still a sauce, because it's still mutter, because the mice, it's a food. It is used as a food. Kosheno machal brihim. It's something which people which are healthy do not eat it. And there's also at least just mashka mashal shalin. You can't drink things, liquids which cause the person to bowels to loosen. A laxative, example gives us lana. So you, because those were not mechel briyim. Unless the person was enough for the mishkav, but he had it full, the whole body is in pain from it. Even though it's in sakana, once he's done for the mishkav, so then you're allowed to take medication. Come on, bahagav. Aval kufites. Im ein lo shum mechush is mutter. Now. If he does have some pain, this thing is beneficial for his illness. He has some pain. But he says, you know, the reason we need it, because he is hungry also. He says, instead of eating when he's hungry, eating chicken, he has spleen instead. Right? Not spleen, because spleen is a mycobrium. There's so much that's not a mycobrium. So much is not, people who are healthy don't normally eat it. But when he is eating it, he's eating it because he's hungry. But I'm keeping the hukarla, b'zeh rufuah, so yermish rufuah, oisav zeh, b'ayin b'yar lochah. So it's been defined as a mice of rufuah. He is sick, it is beneficial, people don't normally eat this thing, so we say it's a mice of rufuah. Okay. Ain lo shum mechush, then it's mutter. V'hanosh oichel b'shoyse l'rav v'ner v'litzimoynoy magen aram. My Rambam says, so why are you eating this thing? It's not a mechel b'riyim. It has some medicinal properties, and you're not sick at all. Teretz is, you hechav v'shigas, you want to eat it. Okay, that's the het. Avon im ho oise l'rafuah, zot the magen aram. But if the person's doing it for rafuah, now what's rafuah? He's not sick. Mean the Hainu Kedel Chazik Mizka. He feels that it'll be prophylactic in strengthening his constitution. Kasa Magen Ram, the Filo Bebori Gomra Oser. So this is the Magen Ram which they discuss vitamins. The vitamin is not a Michael Briam. You're eating the Michael, you're eating a vitamin. You know, people don't eat it as a food. You don't pop vitamins as foods. They're a medicine. But he's totally healthy. He decides he likes taking a vitamin. So the Magen Rama says, but once, since you're doing it l'chazek mizkoi to strengthen your constitution, you're not doing it because you're hungry. You're doing it because you feel it will benefit your health in some way. So that will be also according to the Magen Rama. That is how the simple understanding of the Magen Rama is.
L'chazek mizkoi means to strengthen or to maintain the status quo.
So pasha l'chazek means to strengthen. So comes along the Moshe. And Moshe says the vitamins are mutter. If a person is totally healthy, a bori gomer, the one of Rome's case of the chazik mizgo, he has to be, there's some element of his mezeg. He's not ill, he's not a mechish, but he could use some chizuk. So that person can't take vitamins. But a person who's totally healthy, and he has this thing, you know, he read, his mother told him, you know, it's important to take a vitamin every day. So, okay, take a vitamin every day. Like, why are you doing it? Because, you know, because. So he's allowed to take vitamins. Marshall, you're allowed to take vitamins.
Even the one who's not 100%?
No, only a person who's totally healthy.
What about when the doctor tells you, like, sometimes, taking antibiotics, doctors say, take
probiotics?
Yeah, take
probiotics. Well, see, could be antibiotics as much because you get it in the bechorah. There is a reason why you're allowed to take antibiotics in Shabbos.
No, I'm saying the probiotic part. The antibiotic, I understand, because...
Well, once he's a chayla, and part of the needs of the chayla is to take the antibiotic and the probiotic, because otherwise he'll end up with diarrhea, whatever the problems are, you know.
Right.
So that's part of the needs of a chayla. But let's say a person decides it's a good idea to take a probiotic. So the doctor says, you know what, you could use a little bit extra vitamin B. Nothing dangerous, you know, but, you know, give the extra vitamin B. So that everybody agrees also. Because he's not a bori legamri. That he's taking it because there's a reason why he's taking it. This is actually the problem. The most case was that a person is a bechala taking it.
What if it's like a woman and her calcium or something? You know what I mean? Like she's worried about osteoporosis.
So according to Ramosha Pasha, that would be mutter. Now a woman on the other hand, who the doctors say she's prone towards it, she has a problem, even though she's not really ill, but you know, it's, you know, so maybe it would be a problem. In other words, the Magen Rambam clearly says it's osur. Marsha is saying, he's not arguing the Magen Rambam. He's saying that the Magen Rambam's Bori Gomer is osur, and the Bori Gomer, which there's still some chizuk in his mezik. But the person is stamma misagas, there's no chizuk in the mezik of an emes. So he's taking it, he's b'chal no issue, he's taking it, that's mut. So once you have an issue, that's why you're taking it. So. So I think most of the calcium, if the doctor said, you know, hey, why not? It can't hurt to take some calcium. That's one thing. The other thing is, you know what? I think it's important you take calcium. That's two different sentences. Right, so second one I think would be a problem.
A person is blurry, but, you know, he could, he'd have more energy if he takes vitamin B.
Tasha, that promotion would say that case is mother. There's no element of a need which is there.
I would think that most cases of vitamins is that, you know, most kids and hopefully are healthy. It's just a matter of like an added bonus to take these vitamins that people take.
Right, so Marshall, that's mother, which is Mishabura. The pastor Mishabura, that case is us. Bori Gomer is also. The Marisha Mechad is not like that. Now, you know, not everybody agrees with the Marisha. Because the Mice, it's not a Mechad Briyim.
Because not everyone who's healthy takes vitamins?
It's not a Mechad. The head over here is Mechad. The head there is the food. That we're discussing food, we say, well, it has to, the definition of food means a food which people which are not ill take it. Because people, the only people who take it are people which are ill. So it's not a food functioning as a food, it's functioning as a medicine. Right? But something which people which are healthy take it, we say it's a Michael Bream, it's a food. But vitamins aren't a food. That's really what. So you don't have to have Michael Bream over here. There is a shita which holds that vitamins that a person is taking because they can't get access to food X, so they don't get enough, it's hard to get all of the vitamin C you need out of oranges. So instead of eating 10 oranges, you take some vitamin C. So if the person's sick already, they have a cold. So that's obviously that's not water. A person's just taking prophylactically. What you're doing really is taking oranges and a pill.
Right.
So some say that might be, maybe you should consider that. The cheshbon is it should blah like Michael Breen. That's the argument that they want to say. But Marsha doesn't go there. Marsha doesn't say that. Marsha doesn't say it's Michael Breen. Marsha says it's not a Michael Breen. But since the person has a Bori Gomer, there's a chalal, no illness involved. It's not even chizuk mizgai. But a person, let's say, is all to take get colds. There's nobody cold right now. So that just says, you know what? It'd be good for you to take, you know, a winter time. Make sure you know you get you take vitamin C. He's not ill yet at all. But that there's a real chizuk mizgai. That's the case of Magrum, which is awesome. Okay. Enough of the Mishkab is a shari. Pirish. Lechol b'lishas. So I'm saying that miderech harpiyim lechol. Because now your refu is mutter. So even though it's not normal to eat it, you're allowed to do it. See if it's tibri remo. Mashadein and tzarech. I feel a shia. And he hudi mashaloi. I'm going to let lechol b'at. So you don't need the guy to help you. You can do it yourself. Rav of this can only help us if you zayin. Kedei agim. The shu shiesh ma'isa. Asa yirei Yisrael. So I don't understand. And this is the Rabbanon, which you have to do actively. It's supposed to just be Meseyeya. It's Osir, unless you do a Shinri. So how is this Mut over here? There's an Isidore Rabbanon of taking Refuah. And there's no Shinri being involved. And there's an action involved. And it's Mutter over here. Sarachlan. They weren't guys. Radvaz, okay, Masha Biragra, Bashim Taras Adam, Ramban, Chim Tadal Aloha, Bashim Rabbi Smeir, Ayan Shom Shaharak Bizet. Now, the truth is, I always understood the answer to the question was very simple. There's Malacha X, it's a Darabon, and that stands on its own. That it wasn't Nigzer because of illness, it stands on its own. Now we have a situation, a person is ill, is he allowed to do the Malacha Darabon? The answer is, he's allowed to do it Al Yereshim. Not Al Yereshim, you can't. Unless there's a Kadosh Aver, then even you don't need Al Yereshim. Oh, fine. Now there's a new, Chazal came along and said, we're worried about Rafua, so we asked Shkikas Samamon. And we said, a person's totally ill, we didn't ask her. Oh, it's Nisha Darbanon. What is Darbanon? They didn't ask her in this case. What was the kasha? You know, someone saying, look at the Chilkas Pasha. Over there, they were talking about Nisha Darbanon, this is Darbanon of Malacha Jadisila Gufa. This is Darbanon of Makalka. This is Darbanon of, you know, of moving Muksa. This is the Rabbanon. So say, are these, assume the Rabbanon, what they're to do, the Sarach HaKhar, the Shein Basakam? The answer is, with a Shein. But the Yisrael Rabbanon wasn't because of Rafua. This Rabbanon existed independent of Rafua, and Rafua is being matter, and I get a Shein. Here, there's no Yisrael. The whole Yisrael is the Xer of Rafua. Because I'll ask at Rafua, because you might come to Shkikas HaMaman.
So what's Rabbi saying? That doesn't make sense to
do a
shinui because it should be
also
anyways. Or
then Chazal said, but because of the element of chalul, we weren't guys. So what? Kasha, you should do with do the issur derabanan with a shinui. What issur derabanan exists? They weren't matter. They didn't answer it for makom chalul. The whole issur here is the gzeira, but a chalul can't do refuah. A boy gone when you told me he's mutter, right? So what exactly are we answering? You know, he said, well, you're the Kasha, you should use a shinri. Teretz is Amos Rach Malacha. To hold the boring water. I mean, is that what he means in his Teretz? I don't know. Right? So a person who's a bori would decide he wants to pop an aspirin. Why? Because he's in the mood popping an aspirin for fun. Leaving outside the moksa issue. Right? There's a chel in the house, so there's no moksa. Okay, you know. They didn't ask for for a bori gummer. So he says it's not the same level of Yisrael Rabbanon as other Yisrael Rabbanon. I think there is like much more direct. I don't know why I didn't say that. Okay, long case. What alecho srofim mesukim? A person is allowed to eat this type of a strong, it's like a hot srofim, means like a hot type of a food. Mesukim, which are sweet. Alikvaya beyachaya kelehanim akol. Or to, swallow a raw egg to help his voice sound better. That's not called refuah. Making your voice sound nice is not called refuah. Kuva beis mutolecho delavu refuah who deligzer bezemishem shchikas amonim. It's not called a refuah that should go into the shchikas amonim. Okay.
So you have a bori who's eating food that's. Not
it is for thing. Something other than real akhila, but it's not refuah, right? He's doing it because he wants to sound nice.
That's not called refuah.
Not called refuah. Lamates. Ein oisen apik tvizin. Apik tvizin. Apik tvizin is pirish orach. Apik tvizin. Klomer. Lahoitzi oidev hamozen. Person ate too much. And he feels like, you know, over sick from it. So he wants to cause himself to regurgitate, to vomit. The Hanu Grimus key, causing himself to vomit. So you can't do it. I feel the bechol mishum hefset ochlan. So stam, right? A person wants to be bulimic, right? So he can eat more food. That's a waste of the food. That's not what.
With kavana from the beginning, in other words.
But to be mitzar meroiv Michael, if the mice end up eating too much, in fact, you really feel sick from it. Bechol mutter, I feel a b'sam. You're allowed to do it even with the medication if necessary. Ubashabbos osur b'sam. You can't take a medication. But chazal or matter mutter b'yad. A person causing himself to gag by putting a finger there, causing him to gag, and therefore he vomits because of that. Chazal did not ask.
If he eats the food and then he wants to cause himself to vomit it.
He's saying if the case
should have said ochlin, but it's not ochal at that point. And mitchila, he didn't have kavana that he was going to do this.
Well, there's a hefset oyachlim because you have an empty stomach, you're going to eat again. So it's a waste of food.
Okay.
So you can eat some more. But I really enjoyed the food. I enjoy eating it. The problem is that the stomach gets full. So what's the solution? You have to get the stomach and start over again. Right? That's us. The Dharma of the Refuah. That's part of the Refuah. I mean, it's like a Refuah process. So it's also, it goes into the Xerim Shkik Samanim. Okay. Person has a pain in his stomach. And you had hot water or hot liquid in the cup. You pour the cup out. And now you have this hot cup. There's no liquid in it. So then you turn it upside down on the stomach, on the body, and it creates a vacuum, and then you can sort of like pull with it and sort of like, you know, move the B'nai Ma'ayim around a little bit back into the place. That's what Rashi learns. Okay. So the halacha is, you're allowed to do that. Al-Vishadan Yesh Behevel, even though there's a little bit of moisture there, so that, you know, it's like rubbing hot water on, which we said before that it was, that you can't wash with hot water. Chazal did not answer this washing with hot water. Kuf kafe, litin aleim kais. Hanusha kafe wala taber, you put it on top of the navel. The misha chash b'meyev, person has a pain in his intestines. Well, because a kais is a boser, it creates a vacuum. Umoshech elova samayim umashivim b'nim kermes, it pulls the intestines towards it, up into the cup, and that puts it back into its place. So it was a refuah for diverticulitis. A person wants to take hot garments, hot water bottle, hot garment, and put it on the stomach to warm the stomach and cause it to relax. That's mutter. Like we said before, but we said that a kli which has hot water inside of it, inside of an open cup, was aser because there you might come into rechitza. It'll spill over into rechitza. If it's closed, the Mishnah Berurah there said, if it's because of sakana, so it closes mutter. If the problem is it looks like refuah, so it's going to be aser. And then again, on the other hand, a person is a nafal mishka, but it would be mutter. You want to use a shard of pottery or a brick which was hot from the fire, you wrap it up with a few towels and put it on the stomach, that's mutter. Afalpi has hevel. So what's the chiddush that he's saying? So he said like this. Commercial also lirchitz pechamim. We said before you can't wash in hot water. Kamoikain kolchamim also legufay. So therefore I would say you can't put any hot liquid on the body. Firashvin is a mutter. This is mutter because the hevel is insignificant and the kli itself they didn't answer.
What is hevel?
Pebbles, like there's some moisture there, like steam. Come on, can call a kain needs to be rice and Shabbos minimum base. Make him on them aluntis, and near Gabba name of Shabbos. You can heat up a towel and put it in your stomach. We take it to Ramola, Elvis, and Mishra above, Sivo Bako. So that's mut.
You worried about Rechitza by pouring the water on?
Well, the halacha before Taka said in Shem Chavav that if you have a kli which has hot water in it, so you can't put on the B'nai Ma'ayim with the hot water inside of it. And we had Mechoz Rishon what the problem is. Either the problem is because of rechitza, because it might spill over and cause rechitza, or the problem is because of sakana, because it's dangerous, it might be too hot and be dangerous. Okay. Um, Memalef. Mishanish taker, person became drunk. Shrifuasa losuch kapis raglov, yadav raglov b'shemen. V'melach, the way you remove his drunkenness is by rubbing his hand, the insides of the palm of his hands and his feet with oil and salt mixed together. Mutzal the sukkah on Shabbos, you can rub that on Shabbos. It's not considered a refuah. Mishabur kufchav sayin, temash mafakech shekruzoy memendo ain't a refuah. That's not called refuah, removing the drunkenness.
Thought we had an issue previously about rubbing oil on directly. We said that in order to be matir, that you have to do with the shinoi.
Rubbing oil, well. Rubbing a cream is a problem. Rubbing oil on is only also refuah, because it looks like you're doing it for refuah. If I'm rubbing the oil on for something which halachically is not called refuah, because removing the shikrus is not called refuah, it's therefore it's mutter.
So how is refuah defined?
It's a fair question. Or why we have to define the person at some level, some which we will call some level of illness, and there's an act of refuah. Being drunk is not, as much as they tell you alcoholism is an illness, but being drunk is not alcoholism. Right? I'm a kredim sheskima, the mutalish of tabak ben here. A person can smell snuff. Bain shenispa, person has a tendency towards colds, so snuffing, you take the smelling tobacco and you snuff it, and it causes the person to sneeze, clear out his head. But in the havig hashikros, even you do it sometimes to shake, wake the guy up out of his drunken stupor. So you get him to sneeze 15 times, you know, from the snuff, sort of wakes the guy up, right? It's mutter. The kiva that she's pasha, she has a tavak l'gdolim l'ktanim mishum tainig or mishum reyach l'mucha milsa dovid d'rfuah. Since now it's a very common thing to do, Mishabura says, for people to ashmek tabak, adults, healthy adults, even for little, for people which are younger, because they do it for a tainig, they enjoy it, or because it has a nice smell. It's not mucha milsa, it's not obvious a person doing it for a fool. But to rub the
kabbos,
the palm of the hands and the feet is with shemen melech, with oil and salt mixed, merov and yachem mixed together. That already, so you're allowed to. That would be. I would think that's like refuah. That's also mutar. Okay. And mis'amlin. What does that mis'amlin mean? Tana shadaras al aguf pekoyach. You massage the body. You bang on the body. Kresha yiga v'yazia, it'll cause the body to start sweating, and the sweating is considered the purpose of the sweating is it helps the body get out its whatever is not good for it. It helps clear, so that's considered a full purpose. Kresha yiga v'yazia, v'also litchik kresha shaltinik gelahitzi harei. Can't press on the child's stomach to help him force it out of the body and help him go to the bathroom. Okay. So the Mishabura Bekach. Kuchav Tess. But Salomer, Shaposhtan Mekaplin Zor Sein Lefneim Lachreim Mitzcham and Mazin. So, it sounds like from the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch is Yudaris Halaguf, person bangs on it. Somebody's banging on it. It's like, you know, massaging. It's a Bura translated, which is brings a pshat from the, is that a person will be doing calisthenics. He's extending and bending his royas front and back to, in order to, the person will get heated from that, from the exercise, and will sweat. Kesha yiga v'yasiya, v'b'chal refuah. Now, ein l'hak, s'chor, z'ol m'fregan akash. But the way you do this is not through medication. And we'll see in the next sif, if something which the normal way to do it is X, and not with some with medications. Betzim Refuah is not also. Refuah is also because you might come to make this herbal concoction. But if I have a illness, which the way you treat it is something which has, it's not treated with herbs. So whatever I do treat it with is not going to come to Shkikas HaMamonim. So we'll see in the next episode. That's Mutter. Okay? So if so, why did he say something over here? Yesh Larmer. Kim L'Pamim Mevi'en Azeah Al-Akhar L'Gam Kanah Yedei HaMamonim, because over here it can be done either by exercise or with medications. So therefore, Hashina Shiasa Refuah Acheris. Once you allow the person to do sweating, he might use it up with the medication, and then you're back to your problem. So that all goes, that goes into the Xerish Refuah. Masheim and Sif Shachar says, Shein Shachar's Refuah, Loisan and the Worm, Ayere Shikas Samamonim, Klau, Logazrina. In other words, there's no way to do it with medications. The only way to do it is through the action X, not through medication. So Chazal did not ask. Now, comes with Shabur along and says, well, so they didn't answer it, so it's totally mutter. But one second, it says, Refuah says, it's Darbonon, and the, so, Lachar, according to the Da, the Fima, the Baskin Aliyah, the Sif Yazan, the Ayere Yisrael, and Noisin Shuz, Darbonon, Lachar, the Shem, Basakon, the Kim Ayere Shino, if there's no, even like a full fledged Chorla, you can't do it unless with a Shino. So we're also chenam and yenenu. I feel like gear the chalchela shem asakana ain loisin darbezet ki imayad shinu. You need a shinu. We call skin who rock bar shukhoshish. So that's a case for a person who was a chalchela shem asakana. Kavacharim person is a bori who has a little bit of pain. You need to do a shinu. Now, v'ashiv shuv shoisin legea kar kadeh l'hoshiv karech l'vatam hena yefusan. You give a person a little bit of a rub, a little bit of a massage to relax the muscles and make him feel better. Is that called a refuah or not? Okay. So he would say, according to Magen Avraham, anything you do to take a even person fully healthy to help his constitution, well, that's what you're doing right now in this minimal way. So chari yishmi mach. Again, the same with sorrows, because you could give the child a medication to act as a laxative, or you could press. So you can't do an act in a pressing because you might come to using a laxative, and that's the issue of refuah. Shema yavala hashkar esloi samamonim hamashal shalim. Now, and this last point over here in the Mishnah Berurah, and then the Mishnah Berurah Kuf Lamed, about rubbing in order to remove the tiredness. In Charzi and Sarivov, so he says, this question of Shiltki Borim is a Mutteros. Va'af dehu cause of the Rashi with Terpshita Dosser, rubbing in order to get rid of the tiredness is Osir. That's not how we understand the Gemara, and therefore the Loch is not like that. So that's not going to be, it's not Vali Osir. He just said, according to Magen Avraham, it should be Osir out to this Cheshman of a Bori Gomer. The Chazak Mizgah. Let's hold it here.